Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Let me talk to you today in Life Questions about John Bunyan, the English tinker, preacher and writer. About 358 years ago, John Bunyan was arrested for unlicensed preaching and sentenced to prison. Now, John had been born in a place called Harrowden, near Bedford, on the 28th of November 1628. Bunyan's father was a tinker, that's a metal worker who mends pots and pans. The Bunyan family had been living in Bedfordshire at least since the 12th century. They had gradually lost more and more of their land and had become quite poor. John Bunyan's father had inherited a small cottage and 9 acres of land, but he couldn't read or write. There was a lot of fighting in England at the time when Bunyan was a boy, and many people were against King Charles I, so there was a civil war and the king was executed. For several years, England was a republic ruled by Oliver Cromwell. Now, John only went to school for 2 or 3, or maybe at the very most 4 years. He learned how to be a tinker from his father, but when Bunyan was 16 years old, he served in the Parliamentary Army at Newport Pagnell. After that, he started to work as a tinker, and in 1649 he married. His wife had 2 books. There weren't many books available in those days, but the 2 books she had were both religious books. Bibles were not as freely available as they are today. Remember, the Bible was only translated into English ultimately. Well, the King James Version, there was Coverdale's Version, and a lot of other variations coming from Tyndale's before that, but in 1611, with the King James Bible in English. But the Bible was a really important book to get your hands on. So we're privileged to have access to the Bible in our society. For the Bible says about itself, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Well, I guess we'd need to ask ourselves, how much do we value the fact we have access to a Bible? Bunyan started to be influenced by religion, became very frightened because he realised he'd done things which were wrong, and he wondered whether God would forgive him. Would he be able to go to heaven when he died? Would he be punished and go to hell? The kinds of things he did at the time were thought to be wrong, but they weren't much really compared to what you might think about things such as dancing, playing games on Sundays, and perhaps worst of all, swearing. Other wrongs he'd done in the past included disrespecting his parents and very likely causing or at least unremorsefully helping along the early death of his mother and sister, which he did by refusing to take any of the burden or workload at home. It's only for lack of money, though, he said that he did not spend his time with prostitutes, though he longed to join the gambling and painted women who attended fairs and other public events. Do you understand that you're a sinner? It's a very pertinent question, isn't it? John Bunyan knew he was a sinner. The Bible says that we've all sinned. This is what it says in Psalm 9. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executes. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Hegeon, Selah, are 2 Hebrew expressions. The wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. Proverbs 15 and 24 says, the way of life is above to the wise, that he may depart from hell beneath. Now, John Bunyan wrote a lot of books. His most famous is probably Pilgrim's Progress, but he wrote another book called Grace Abounding. And in that, he describes himself as the chief of sinners. Using the words of the Apostle Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. I wonder how you see yourself. John saw himself as a sinner. God sees you and I as sinners, and yet he loves us and sent his son, the Lord Jesus, to die for our sins. One day, John was out walking and he heard a group of women talking to one another about salvation. This made him really think about these things. Now, the Bible talks about salvation. It says in Romans 10, verse 10, with the heart man believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You know, God wants to save people. The scriptures are able to make you wise unto salvation. Well, in those days, people were supposed to worship God in the Church of England. There were, however, groups of people who wanted to worship God in different ways. They were called nonconformists. In 1653, a group of nonconformists had taken over St. John's Church in Bedford. Their vicar was John Gifford, and Bunyan discussed the Bible a lot with Gifford. It was around this time that John was saved. He understood what the Bible said when it said, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. He understood when the Bible said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved." He lived in a place called Elstow near Bedford until 1655, when his wife died. And then he moved to Bedford to be nearer to Gifford's church. He did marry again in 1659, but by the next year, the restoration of the monarchy took place and England had a king once more, Charles II. But that wasn't really good for religious freedom, and so St John's Church had to become part of the Church of England again. Now, John refused to go to church. He started to preach to groups of people wherever they would meet, in barns or in streets. But because he didn't have permission to preach, he was arrested and put in jail. First, he was sentenced to 3 months, but because he refused to preach, he spent 12 years in jail. Now, he was in Bedford Old Bridge Town Jail, and he probably spent all of his first sentence in the county jail. But then he was back in the town jail in 1677. He spent the years from 1660 to 1672 in jail, and again he was in jail again for a short time in 1677. So it was a small place, 6 cells and 2 dungeons. But he probably could have been free at any time if he promised to give up preaching. But he believed that he should preach, and so he remained in jail for those 12 years. He had a daughter who was blind, and she brought him soup every day and gave him books to read. And sometimes he was let out of jail for a short period of time. This wasn't really allowed, but the guards often would let a prisoner out if they promised to come back, and they trusted John. But it was during those 12 years in prison that he wrote his allegorical novel, Pilgrim's Progress. That's a tremendous book. I'm going to talk in my next recording about Pilgrim's Progress, so we'll come back to that. But thanks for listening. Remember this, history is great if we learn lessons from it. The freedom we have today to read the Bible, to think for ourselves, is a tremendous liberty. But remember, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcar61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching truth without a twist through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.